Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunder Wolves sports feed.
Well, good morning. And welcome to this May 26th edition of the Thunder Wolves sports feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and luradio.ca. So happy you could join us here this morning, where it's once again Thunderbolt Thursday here on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed, where and that's where we announce the newest members of the Thunderbolts family. And we are so pleased to be announcing another one today, and it's from the women's basketball team. And we're going to have Coach John Kreiner here in the second half of the show to talk about his latest recruit that's committed to Lake Kidd University. And I had a chance to chat with the young lady last week during a campus visit there. All right, we are back in the second half of the Thunderbolt Sports Feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and luradio.ca. So glad you could join us this morning. And I'm so glad I could be joined this morning in the booth by the women's basketball coach here at Lake Kidd University, Mr. John Kreiner. Good morning.
Good morning, Hugh. How are you doing?
Great, buddy.
Back twice in 1 month. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's good because it's Thunderwolf Thursday, and that means that the women's team is continuing to grow and continuing to add some talent. And I had a chance to meet your newest player there last week. But why don't you tell me a little bit about this player? And of course, her name and et cetera. I've kept the audience in the dark in the first half of the show, so
nice.
The floor is yours.
Nice, thanks. Well, she's small and mighty. Zakiya Sahidel from Bloomington, Minnesota. She's a 5'1 point guard. She had a terrific year this year at Anoka Ramsey Community College. Pretty much from the second half of the season on, she was a dominant player, led her team to the national championships, where they finished sixth place at the Nationals, and earned Player of the Week honors for a fantastic week that she had in her conference, and a third-team All-American. So we're real lucky to get Zakiya. Not only is she a great player, she's a great student, great person from a great basketball family. I recently found out that she has a brother that plays pro in Spain, or sorry, cousin that plays pro in Spain, and his sister plays in the WNBA for Seattle, so it's pretty amazing. So it's okay. A big basketball family.
Okay.
And while we're on the air here, I'm going to find the name for you.
All right.
Because I just slipped my mind.
All right. No, that's very interesting. And I had a chance to look over her file, and it was quite impressive in terms of her achievements and her numbers, and the very fact that, I mean, if you're, you know, it was at the junior college level, D3, and people say, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, well, that's still a league of hundreds of teams in the U.S., and I think anytime you have a player that is rising to the top of their league, no matter what league that is, she's got that fight and that will. It, you know, there's lots of great players in that league, and I think it you know, anytime you have somebody, you know, bringing themselves to the top level in their league, it shows, you know, the competitive nature. And I could sort of get that vibe from her when I was chatting with her last week.
Absolutely. She's a winner. She played for Kennedy High School, who's a perennial powerhouse in Bloomington, Minnesota. And yeah, I mean, you say D3, a number of different things you got to take into account. First of all, a lot of it's based on location. This is probably the best D3 league in the country. So yeah, it's all relative, as you mentioned. But Zakiya. Is a player that's going to be able to step in and provide leadership. She'll be coming into her third year. She's only 5'1", but she's a beast. She's tough. She's strong. You know, the thing I always say about someone at that height is, well, yeah, she you know, maybe she might have a tough time guarding a taller player, but who's going to guard her, right? So, I mean, there's ways of guarding both, and people are going to have to find a way because she's lightning quick. Although she did mention that she hasn't played someone as quick as Cassandra Sulius while they were scrimmaging last weekend, which was pretty awesome. But yeah, she's lightning quick, so she's going to add to our guard speed and speed of play. And but she also is a monster on the boards. And at 5'1", she's tough to keep off the boards because she's tough to block out.
Guarding a smaller statured player like that does come with a lot of unique challenges. And at the same time, I think for obvious reasons, she's got that defensive mindset, quick feet, quick hands. I think she's going to be a heck of an asset, if I presume correctly, you're going to pursue that sort of three-quarter court, higher pressure defense.
Yes, and I will not go as far to say that we're looking at Carter-like, but she's going to resemble something like Greg Carter with respect to her defense, her tenacity, being able to pressure full court, and maybe with a little better shot.
Well, that won't be hard.
No
offense, Greg. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, but no one will replace Greg Carter, but I think she kind of resembles that type of player.
Yeah, and that's I think that's such an asset to have on your team in terms of that gritty defender, because it really makes all the difference in the world when you have that type of anchor at the front of your defense making things difficult. Especially I think it's going to be advantageous to a player like her who's coming from the JUCO league. We're at 35 second shot clock.
It did get changed to 30 a couple years ago.
Okay.
So they're at a 30, but
they're at a 30, but still to
FIBA rules, yeah.
Yeah, just to go down to 20, to knock 6 seconds off that clock that you have to defend on, I think that makes it more advantage to her as a defender that, I just have to defend for 6 more seconds. And, it's that much easier for her to create turnovers, create problems for the opposition's offense.
Yeah, and not only does she have those assets and tools, but she's played against some of the best players in the state of Minnesota. She's an inner-city kid that's played against the best at the highest level in high school, and so she understands, has that experience, and uses that knowledge to teach players like Cassandra and Jerrica and Rachel. But I just mentioned some guard names right there, along with our other couple new players as well, with Nikki and Kylie there. But all of them are quick. I think it's time to let the horses go. And you mentioned Zakiya up front, but you got to add Rachel up front too. Like, she can go up front and guard two players or by herself up front. That she's that athletic, and she's hopefully going to be healthy, knock on wood, moving forward. So we've got those horses.
Yeah. No, that when you mention that, that's really exciting, because I think there's probably lots of people that don't realize or don't take into account how good of a player Rachel is, and how well your team did without her, and how much of a windfall it will be to get her back healthy.
For sure.
With the other players you've recruited. I've got a short soundbite here that I recorded last week with Zakiya. So why don't we have a listen there? And this is my interview with Zakiya Seidel.
What interest got you interested in Lakehead?
Well, initially it was me and another teammate, and we both came up. Honestly, it's out of the country, and I always wanted to study abroad or some type of just get out of the country. So that brought me out here, and then when I got here, how supportive the community was and how everybody just worked together just was the big things for me. So.
Yeah, we're big on family and community around here, and you had a chance to catch a few games here as well?
Yeah, like a game and a half. I came late to a game, but they won one out of the two, so that was pretty good.
Was that back in January, February?
February.
Okay, right on. What did you think of the Thunderdome?
definitely was packed. The fan base is really good. Back at my previous school, our fan base wasn't really good, but we won a lot, which was kind of weird. So,
yeah,
it's nice to actually have people come out and see the game.
Yeah, it sometimes comes as a surprise to some people, their first time to Thunder Bay, and just see how much people enjoy basketball and how many people follow basketball and get attached to the teams. But I can tell you, you'll have 10 or 20 new best friends immediately that you didn't even know you had walking around campus and in the community too, because it's, you know, a pretty smallish community.
Right.
What are you interested in studying here at Lakehead?
I'm interested in studying kinesiology, and I also want to double major and maybe get into business as well. So hopefully.
Okay. What did you think of the run tonight? You just coming off the court now. What did you think about? I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, you probably drove here today.
Oh yeah, it was a long drive. It was definitely different. The last time I came, we didn't get to really play, so I didn't really get to see, you know, everybody play or how they match up with me or whatever. But it was different. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Especially coming from American basketball, the rules for Canadian rules and FIBA, I guess, it's definitely different.
Yeah, quicker shot clock and things like
quicker
that.
Quicker shot clock. To me, it's kind of slower pace than American ball because we kind of rip through. It's different with that, but it's good.
What kind? How would you describe your game or yourself on the court?
I like to create for others. Occasionally, I get to the rack, which is kind of cool with me being 5'1 and all. But yeah, I definitely like to create for others and get that assist.
All right, so we just heard from Zakiya Seidel during her campus visit there last week. And how did you think that went, John? What do you think about what she had to say?
Hear her say that she thought the American ball was a little quicker, but I think once she gets up here and gets into some games, she's going to realize just how fast our FIBA style is. But I think she's looking at a couple things and changes in our footwork that I've been working with her, and I think that's why she applied that thought where you can't rip and go anymore. Yeah, the old Aisha Kalkin style, I should be called traveling every time in our new rules now. So,
oh really? Wait, what's that all about? Just switching pivot feet and things like that?
Yeah, so now they're saying in FIBA, as you're facing a hoop, you can't take your bottom leg and just go and rip and go, like just catch and rip. You have to actually cross over with your top foot, so that fundamentally they say that it's impossible to just rip and go without traveling at the FIBA level. So they're teaching our kids now from now on land on 2 feet and cross step, they call them cross step, to go and do it slower and stronger, but within the rules. So that's the only maybe slower part now with respect to the FIBA rules.
Really? That comes as news to me. It's a great move.
Yeah, it is a great move, especially the way Aisha does it. She gets
well in terms
going
of
good there.
You know, having if your feet are established, it seems. Anyway.
I mean, you can do it, but you got to put the ball down first now, which really slows you down.
So, I see.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, that's good to know. So, yeah, I wanted to just maybe give a few stats on Zakiya. And like as you mentioned, she was, of course, Player of the Week, National Player of the Week there in the National D3 JUCO League. Let's take a look here. Basketball accomplishments. You know, several Player of the Week at awards, national level, division level, at the regional level. All-Southern Division first team. Yeah. Third team All-American. Regional championship. Made it to the national tournament. Team's third leading scorer and rebounder, and the leader in assists, as well as a Dean's List honor roll. Mm. So all very good attributes. And it looks like stats there, 11 and a half points a game, over 40% from the field, 5 rebounds a game, and almost 5 assists a game, and a good 72% from the free throw line there.
Yeah.
So all good numbers to work with, and it seemed to me, after chatting with Zakiya, that, you know, a personable person, she's sort of got a competitive attitude, but she's you know, easy to talk to. But it seemed like, you know, when she's on the court, she's all business. And you know, that was, you know, a very brief look. We'll see how things shape up, but I think, you know, once you get all your team together in the fall, it's going to be it's going to be a heck of a training camp. I think there's going to be, you know, some great competitions for starting spots. I think I'm not sure. I mean, maybe that's all to be determined. But it seems like you have a good group working out in the summertime. And generally speaking, I mean, how are things shaping up heading towards, you know, it's hard to believe, but training camp in August is only two months away, really.
Yeah. No, for sure. But that's what it's all about. We're gearing up towards that training camp. And it's funny that you've mentioned that, too, that training camp. To me, isn't it going to be a real exciting time just to see exactly what we got out there when they're all playing together? Obviously, I've really loaded up on our preseason games this year as well. I want to see what we can do, and we're going to be going East Coast, playing against a few East Coast teams. We're going to be going to Edmonton, playing against Regina and Alberta, two top five teams in the country, as well as going to Winnipeg and doing the old Winnipeg trip again. And I believe Manitoba's coming here to Lakehead as well. So we're really loaded up with a lot of games in October. And you mentioned starting lineups. Do you have any kind of ideas? I think every game we're going to be changing that. I mean, I think it's important that we feel that everybody has the ability to come in and out of a starting lineup. Everybody has the ability to get minutes. We are going to be pretty full in every position, pretty much. So especially the one and the two positions where we were very thin last year. You know, we are going to be full of players that can play, so we're going to have to buy in, but we're also going to have to play with pace, and we're going to have to play hard. And I think that our players will buy into that.
All right. Yeah, no, that's certainly, you know, looking at last year and from season to season, looking at different players that have come up and improved their games, they've come into starting roles. How do you see in terms of how your veterans, that maybe there was people that started a lot last year that may not be starting next year? And that's not to cast a shadow on anything, but I think it's just the case that I think you've had a strong recruiting year, and some people are going to have to embrace different roles. And I think that's also, it's not so much, you know, you're not as good as you were, or you're not as good as this or that. I think it's going to be a question maybe just matchups with different teams, how you're trying to play different teams. And despite bringing in all this good talent, I think it's going to be a challenge for you as coaching staff to figure that out.
Yeah, I agree. And what it's going to do is raise our competitiveness in our training camp and in our practices. I wouldn't say that players are already guaranteed to be in those positions over top of our veterans. I believe that they got to figure those things out themselves. Mm-hmm. But it will create that competition level by which the survival of the fittest, the higher level player, is going to be the player that comes out on top.
I think one of your team's strengths is moving into next season is, I think that just the overall maturity level, everybody's more comfortable in sort of their game and how they're playing and how they're fitting in to the team's framework. So I don't think you're going to have issues in terms of players struggling to find their identity on the team. I think everybody's ready to buy in 100%.
No, I agree. And I think you just said it exactly the way that I would have, too. And that maturation process was something that we knew at the beginning of last year, especially after Essa couldn't play, that we were going to have to develop some young players. And with Rachel coming back, that's like an addition to the team. So I agree with you 100%. And I still think that you're going to see this team evolve as the year goes along as well.
Yeah. No, I'm very, very excited about your team's potential. Which teams did you say you're going out east to play there in the fall?
UNB and Cape Breton, I believe. I'm not sure who the fourth team is. We're obviously the third team there. So okay. A couple of East Coast teams back at my alma mater at the new facility. We've never played at the brand new, well, sort of brand new now, UNB's complex there. So I'm excited for that. Nationals were just played there this past season. And then, we're heading up to Edmonton for Alberta, Regina, and Toronto. And then Winnipeg, I believe there may be six teams there with Algoma and Nipissing are going, Winnipeg ourselves, Manitoba, and I'm not sure who the sixth team is yet, but definitely a great chance to get a lot of our players in without worrying about the result at that point of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that having a strong preseason schedule certainly helps get everybody, get everybody's feet under them and sort of figure things out from a team chemistry point of view, start to gel and whatnot. And you mentioned you're heading down to Toronto yourself soon.
Yeah. Combined some provincial team tryouts for my son and doing some professional development with the provincial team. So I always get an opportunity. Whenever I get an opportunity to work with Jason Dawkins and his staff, I like to go down there because I learn a lot. Some of that footwork that I already mentioned to you is sure. Some of the stuff that I'm bringing back home. And then I'm looking at working with the national team and going to go do some work and observation with them during the first week of July as well. So I'm looking forward to getting and learning and keep this process going and developing as a coach.
That sounds great. All right. Well, we are all out of time here on Thunderbolt Sports Feed. Thanks again for coming on, John. And congratulations on landing Zakia Seidel.
Thank you, Hugh.
All right. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Thunderbolt Sports Feed. Once again, it is Thunderbolt Thursday. The press release for Zakia Seidel will be coming out early this afternoon. Check out the feed on thunderbolts.ca and on Twitter at LakeKidTWolves.